This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Now 7 after the hour on the DJV show. Thursday, the 8th of February is upon us. I'm happy to have the ladies of the day with me, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, all working on understanding what this spending deal is all about. So is that part of what's trending, Jennifer, or do you have some other things that are from the trending department you want us to get to first?
Well, a lot of things trending. First, Celebrity Big Brother is trending right now on Twitter. That started with Omarosa and apparently already off to big fireworks. The president's getting ready to speak at the National Prayer Breakfast. That's also trending. And it's expected to be a pretty straightforward speech. Instead of Mike Pence, who's at the Olympics, speaking as well, in addition to the president, Philadelphia Eagles Carson Wentz, who's the quarterback that really didn't play in the game. He's been tapped to speak in place of Mike Pence at the National Prayer Breakfast. And those are the big trending stories, other than a new budget and all of that good stuff.
All right, so what is this bipartisan deal which raises spending caps again and will avoid the government shutdown again? I'm looking at some of the things we've talked about, some of the ways I found a few little bits and pieces of individual. I mean, these things are so complicated. They're hundreds of pages long. And as Nancy Pelosi said, well, we'll pass it and then we'll read it later and fix it. These people never read these bills. They don't know. I was into talking about how part of the bill, when it came to the transportation infrastructure thing, call for cleaning up Broadway and 7th Avenue in New York, down to the nitty-gritty of these things having some pork in them, having some relevance in them. But the little things, the parts of the bill that are subsets, are aimed at affecting. It isn't just, okay, we'll spend $2 billion for this. It does point out, we want to fix this bridge on this roadway, and we'll fix this highway in this state. And those, they have the details in stuff. Because it's so complicated, it never gets read. Unless there's somebody like me that finds a piece of it and says, okay, let's look at this. So anyway, why was it that Nancy Pelosi went on for 8 hours? This is the longest speech in House history.
It was a filibuster-style speech. The House hasn't seen a filibuster in over a century. Typically, when we talk filibusters, we talk about them happening in the Senate. Those happen at least maybe once a year. Somebody wants to stand up. Maybe they want to run for president. They want to get some attention, so they strap on the diaper and they start talking. Well, Nancy, it's true. You can't tell me that, like, Ted Cruz, Strom Thurmond was up. I think he had the longest filibuster, 24 hours. You can't tell me they're not
diaper? Didn't he wear a diaper every day anyway?
Maybe towards the end.
He was a senator until he was 96 or something.
Right. Yeah. He was already in a diaper. He was the perfect guy to put up there for a filibuster.
Might have been stuffed. We're not even sure. So the government was supposed to shut down at midnight, I believe tonight. So going into February the 9th, that was when the government was supposed to shut down. So the House put out their version of a budget, basically. It went over to the Senate and included military funding. And everybody said, well, the Senate is not going to vote on military funding. They want a DACA deal, or they're not going to vote on anything, these Democrats. And you need 60 votes. You need Democrats to help with the Republican majority. They only have one additional seat over the Democrats. And so they thought there's no way they're going to fund the military and not take a DACA deal. Well, lo and behold, Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer make a speech yesterday and say that they have been working on this for at least a week or two, and they've come to a bipartisan deal that will fund the government for two years. Imagine that. Typically, we're doing this for 3 weeks, right? 3 weeks at a time. And that it will include a budget for the military so that the military can actually start using the budget. Now, a lot of Republicans in the House are saying that this is just ridiculous amounts of spending. So the GOP kind of fiscal hawks, I guess, would be a good way to talk about them. They came out on Wednesday against this deal because it's $300 billion. That's just the increase in government spending.
I'm with them on that.
Nancy, on the other side of the aisle and on the other side of Congress, Nancy Pelosi says, look, Chuck Schumer, you're putting together this deal with Republicans. There's nothing in this about the Dreamer Act that you stood up for. And so she went on for 8 hours telling stories about Dreamers, reading from the, I think she read from the Bible. She was reading from news articles.
You got to read from something for 8 hours.
And it's really funny. There's actually a meme going around. One of the Democrats who was trying to support her, and I can't remember who it was, actually fell asleep sitting right behind her. And this woman is sleeping behind Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, my God.
But who knows what will happen. I think that this will probably pass. The government will stay open. The fiscal hawks in the House will just have to suck it up because I don't think anybody wants to continue to see the can just being kicked down the road in three-week increments. And so as much as this is an increase in spending, it includes money to go towards the opioid fight. It includes money to go towards infrastructure, some of these projects that there is some bipartisan agreement on. And it funds the military, so it's going to be hard to vote against that and shut the government down when finally the military has what they want and need. So,
all right, let me
That's my analysis. It'll pass. I think, you know, it's just more spending. And I would love to see someone actually put in a stipulation that if we do pass this amount of money and increase spending this much, that immediately we start reviewing government agencies and see what can be cut, how we can spend better, because you can't keep this effort up. It's ridiculous.
No, it really isn't. It's not sustainable under any... no matter how you look at this, it's just not sustainable. All right, so let's. There's a little controversy about this guy, Rob Porter. Is this Me Too again? Is this the physical abuse allegations? Did anybody know about this before yesterday?
Not what Me is Too. It's Rob Porter is a White House aide to President Trump, and I think he was scheduling appointments. He was also in some way advising the president, I would suppose. He was accused by two of his ex-wives who presented pictures to the media and to officials at the White House of both of these former spouses of his with black eyes, and there were allegations of domestic abuse against him. So he came out with a statement yesterday that Sarah Sanders read at the White House press briefing that said he denied these charges, essentially, but that he was going to resign, not immediately, but he is transitioning out of his role as a White House aide. I think that someone must have known, somebody had to have known about this, because you need security clearance to have the position that he did. I would imagine that somehow somebody must have found something out, but we don't quite know the whole story just yet. Pictures are hard to lie, and it's hard to imagine that two ex-spouses get together to come out.
Yeah, that's the one thing. If this was one ex-wife, I'd go, all right, maybe, I don't know. I haven't seen the pictures. I heard that they exist.
There's
but two ex-wives together.
The woman has a black eye.
Yeah, two ex-wives together. That almost never happens. So obviously this guy is up to something. He's also Hope Hicks's boyfriend. So
who's
that's
Hope
another.
Hicks?
She's like Trump's
she's
number
the communications
one
director.
Yeah,
she's the communications director.
Who is she in relation to what's his face's daughter? I thought she was the press. What's the difference between the press secretary and what this Hope Hicks does?
Press
Hope
secretary.
Hicks is higher up, I think.
Yeah, Hope Hicks is her boss. Hope Hicks is Sarah Sanders' boss. She's the communications director. She's the one that took over when they pulled out Anthony Scaramucci, and of course Sean Spicer was part of that. Although he was the press secretary, his boss had retired. So this person is above those people that you see in front of the news media every day. But Hope Hicks is young. She's like 28, 30 years old. She was a huge part of the Trump organization, then went on to work for Trump when he was a candidate. And the rumor was always, and I love this, that she was sleeping with Trump, that was his girlfriend, and which obviously is probably not the case if Rob Porter is her boyfriend. But
has she commented at all on Rob Porter leaving?
No, but the announcement only came out yesterday. I can't imagine that she would get in front of it so quickly.
15 past the hour.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper for its calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about Home Advisor?
Home what?
Home Advisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Are you at home, but you kind of wish you weren't? And you should really stick around the house because of reasons?
Jimmy, no baseball in the house!
That's why Buffalo Wild Wings has a new online ordering experience. So when your kid brings home a stray dog, that's actually a coyote, a rabid one, for whatever reason life requires you to stay put, get takeout with our new online ordering experience and be where you have to be. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Availability may vary.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, 16 after the hour here on the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Am I the only one who's looking at these pictures? For some reason, something just flashed across my screen. Apparently, somebody leaked every phone number, every address on Anthony Weiner's laptop, including some pictures of him. There are 639 politicians, media personalities, that sort of thing, and I'm wondering why this now is this is all over Twitter, apparently. Who's on this? Anybody see this beside me? I'm looking at
no,
this.
No, I have not.
I haven't seen it, and I hope
Anthony
I never
Weiner
see
pictures.
It. Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. I'm okay with never seeing those.
Yeah.
I just don't understand why this. Why? What is the fascination with this boob? I don't. Is it just that the people who don't like Hillary Clinton are happy to have another shot at his wife?
Okay, there might be a tiny bit of that, but let's be honest. I mean, Anthony Weiner has been in the headlines for a long time all on his own because of his philandering and his eye for the ladies, especially the really young ladies. So as much as it's nice to try to pin it on Hillary Clinton, he's definitely got to be in charge of his own actions, and he's in jail because of it. So I think there is some of that. I think he was pulled into the email scandal because Uma Abedin decided it would be a good idea to download her security-cleared emails on his laptop when he was out sending his, you know, what pictures all over the place. So I think he was drug into that scandal. But I think he's got to take responsibility for it all on his own. Otherwise, we wouldn't have anything to talk about.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the obsession is with him specifically, but apparently these contacts have been out. They came from the raid of Sidney Blumenthal's information in 2013. So this list is apparently been available since 2016.
And now
so it's not from his actual computer. Mm-hmm. It's been available. It's been public since then. Someone just found it and decided to make a news story about it. It's just some random person on Twitter posted it that headline. So it's not actually
apparently it's the same. Yeah, it's the right-wing conspiracy people who get, you know, the George Soros paid the Nazis to march in Charlottesville, like those same people who started those types of fake news rumors.
Did he really? I didn't know that.
No, that's what they're saying. He did pay protesters
at the Trump rallies, though. That is not fake news. That is true.
But he didn't pay Nazis in Charlottesville.
You know what we should do from now on? When we do the trending stories at the top of the hour, we should have two categories. Real news and friends.
Don't make it more difficult.
Let's see if we can pick out the difference between the two.
Yeah, I think that leads to a little confusion.
Really?
So, yeah, just a little bit.
Here's what's trending in our fake department. The sky is falling.
It is the fake news of the day. 21 after the hour here on the DJV show.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now, 23 after the hour, Ryan Seacrest is in the news today on the DJV program. Victoria and Kara and I with a focus on this letter that he's written about the accusations, or would you say these are accusations or allegations against him? He said it was gut-wrenching to have his workplace behavior questioned by a former stylist who accused him of sexual misconduct. What do we make? I'm trying to, I guess, get the difference between allegation and accusation, misconduct.
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't really know. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. But luckily for him, though, he wrote this open letter. He was obviously very upset that this happened, that this woman accused him of sexual misconduct. The E! Network, which has had their own controversies recently with, you know, equal pay and everything with Kat Sadler, they did a full investigation that took months for this to wrap up. And eventually they said that they didn't find any real evidence of any misconduct on Ryan Seacrest's part.
I would doubt that he's smarter than that anyway. And I think he's a better person than that from what I know about him.
Yeah.
You know, the thing that's troublesome about these things, and you can poke holes a little bit in it, one of the things that both sides in this have, there's a $30 million a year contract that they have with him and his company. It's a lot of money for them because of the stuff that he brings to them. He brings them the Kardashians. That's his stuff.
Yeah.
And other shows that are like that. So he's important to them. And likewise, they're important to him. Not that he couldn't, with his deal at ABC, bring some of that stuff over to ABC, I suppose, at this point. So, you know, whether I'm being a cynic or not, maybe that's part of what's going on.
I think in his case, I don't think he did anything wrong. And I do think
either.
That I do believe him when he said it was gut-wrenching to have, you know, he said he knew his name. Having his name associated with some actual guilty people was something that he was really concerned about. And I think he's been supportive of the Time's Up and the Me Too movements. And I'm happy for him that he's been exonerated in this case.
Yeah, he seems very genuine. But I'm also getting a little frustrated with the term sexual misconduct, because I think it gives no information about, I'm assuming that the whoever she reported this to or alleged it to, I'm assuming she gave more information, but it's like, okay, does that mean he looked at her and said, hey, your butt looks nice today?
Right.
Or like, or that he grabbed her, you know, it doesn't give any information. So it's, I don't know. It's just not that, not that we need to know all of the details, but it's just that there are vast differences in what you could do. And
yeah.
I just, I don't know. I think it's frustrating, and I agree. It doesn't really seem like he actually did anything. So.
All right, 25 past the hour. Musically speaking, because it's Thursday, time for Throwback Thursday. Top five songs this week in 1963, starting with the Drifters.
And people are just too much for me to fail.
You ladies know this song?
I have heard it.
I climb way up to the top of the stage.
Mother and father,
and
brother, listen, listen, enjoy it. The Drifters had fabulous luck. They were great when Benny King was the lead singer. Especially, they had fabulous songs. Five or six of them were number one. They had 15, 16. They were in the top 10 over their career. So this is one of their most famous. Up on the Roof was number five during the 1960s.
Did they write any songs about, you know, things other than where they were under the boardwalk? Up on the roof.
They're the location band.
Down the chimney.
All right, number four belonged to a character named Johnny Thunder, which of course wasn't his real name. This is Loop de Loop. Here we go. Loop de Loop. That's what this is. All right, let's make way for another song that has an indelible imprint in my experience as a jock and also as a music lover. Bobby V, his real name was Viorella. His song that was number three this week in 1963, his first big hit, The Night Has a Thousand Eyes. A great story. Frank is up there.
Yes. You say that you're at home when you're
home. We should probably get to number two.
Yeah, we got time. We're just there. But the clock can run itself out. Although, this is a good song as well. It's kind of one of those fun songs. Number two this week in 63 belonged to the Rooftop Singers, a folk group. One of the first folk groups, Southern folk groups. Yesterday, Carol, we were talking about how pensive the lyrics were of the songs from this era.
That was this morning when you insulted the Spice Girls and said they were talentless. And I said, let's talk about some of this stuff from the 60s.
Right.
Right. Okay. Some of this stuff.
Yeah, some of this stuff.
60s. All right, so we get to Up on the Roof is number five, Loop de Loop is four, Night is a Thousand Eyes three, Walk Right In is two, and Paul and Paula have the number one song for 3 weeks in a row.
I want to marry you.
Hey, Paula, I want to marry you.
Hey, Paula.
Hey, Paula.
No one else could
ever do.
I've waited so long.
For school to be through.
Wow.
I wanted to do this for Kara. All right. So that's Paul singing to Paula. Now it's Paula's turn to sing to Paul. Ready?
Here
we go. Number one song this week, 1960s.
Wow.
Wow. Quite the wordsmiths, Paul and Paula. Jeez. I'll take the Spice Girls any day.
Not me. This is real music, ladies. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
This is it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We have 34 after the hour now on the Thursday DJV show with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. Today is National Pizza Day. For those of you who love pizza.
Tomorrow.
Oh, is it tomorrow?
Tomorrow is National Pizza Day, yeah.
So why don't I wait until tomorrow to tell the story?
Prepare for National Pizza Day.
I do? Why do I have to prepare? What do you have to do?
Well, maybe not you, store? But pizza lovers. No.
Well, I'm staying away from pizza unless it's gluten-free. I can't eat it anymore. The gluten stuff is really beginning to bug me.
Yeah.
And I find, especially with cookies, I came into this hotel last night, and they have this array of cookies. And there's brownies, and there's cookies.
And we know how you are with cookies.
And so I just think to myself, and I said to the lady, is this a gluten-free assortment? And she said, no, I'm sorry, sir. So I had a half of one, and it didn't bother me. But it's doing good things because I am now staying away from this stuff. Okay, so tomorrow's National Pizza Day. Whole Foods is getting in on the celebration, offering their take-and-bake pizzas.
Why is this a good deal?
$9.99? That's not
for a large
for
pizza.
Pizza.
Yeah, that's a great deal.
You get them from Domino's for less than that?
Not in New York City where I am, no.
Really?
Yeah, they're more
so
than that.
So pizzas, I don't get pizzas. I guess these are normally $12-13.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what are you laughing at?
I'm not laughing.
No, Kara's laughing. She's chuckling about something.
I don't
what
even have my microphone
I can't
on.
Hear her chuckling. So this is in your head.
You've done this more than one time where you've asked what I'm laughing about, and I'm not, and my microphone's not on. I don't know what you're hearing in the background. But it's not
maybe
me.
Your room is haunted and there's like children laughing or something in the background.
Seriously.
Okay, so let's fast forward to this program believes that there is good and bad everywhere, but more good by far than bad. And I also am always looking for solutions to problems. Sometimes we present a problem in a story. Sometimes it's important stuff, sometimes not so important. Sometimes it's the news of the day, sometimes news of the week. When I see stuff like this, I don't really know how to handle it. So I'm going to leave it to you ladies. I'll report. You decide. Okay. Cornell University is conducting an investigation today into a fraternity. They introduced a game last weekend in which new members compete to have relations with the most women, and points are granted in the event of a tie to the contestant who had relations with a woman weighing the most.
Oh.
And they called it a pig roast.
That's nice. That's
the fraternity and sorority review board plays Zeta Beta Tau, which has a contest every year. This is not new, for a pig roast. They're on probation for 2 years because of the misconduct. The ruling mandated it hire a live person to be at these things as an advisor, that sort of stuff. But what goes on? What makes people think that these are supposedly, right, you go to college, you're supposed to be smarter than the average bear? I'm not sure that that's true.
Oh, no.
But is that common? Is it intelligence versus common sense?
I don't know. It's something about this group mentality that seems to completely eliminate everyone's intelligence. It's like someone says something as a joke or whatever, and then because they're in a group, everyone else jumps on it, and then it actually happens. And I just, you hear about these stories from fraternities way too often. It kind of annoys me that they're only on probation for 2 years. Like, is that really going to stop them from coming back and doing it again afterwards? Or they'll just switch up and do something else?
Yeah, or they'll be doing it secretly, and they just won't call it the pig roast. They'll call it something else. And they'll probably still be doing it anyway.
See, I was very unpopular in college because I was trying to get the fraternities thrown out. I thought that the life, I was paddled and I was abused and I was hurt physically when I pledged. And it so infuriated me, and it made me no friends, I will tell you that. Most of the people who are in the organization, they had all kinds of... If there had been Twitter around in my day, I would have been barbecued on Twitter because of what I did and what I said and how I went about trying to get rid of the fraternities because of what I thought was a very dangerous practice. Frankly.
Well, and you're not wrong. I mean, we see people who die from the things that they have to go through in order to pledge.
Yeah.
It's just...
Right.
And it happens all the time. And it's, you know, 19, 18-year-old boys who end up dying.
I have no interest in the Greek system whatsoever, but...
I don't.
So people who are into it, they could probably disagree with this. But I've never found one bit of value that any fraternity or sorority, and sororities don't seem to have as much controversy as fraternities, but what do they add to a college? You know, what are they really, what's the benefit? So I know some people say, oh, well, it's good for networking and whatever. Well, okay, but plenty of people get jobs who don't rush and aren't in the Greek system, so it can't just be that it's good for networking and getting a job 4 years later. But I just don't understand the value that why any college or university would even want to keep the system around. What's it adding to? All it does is it breeds criminals, and if you think about it, really does.
Yeah.
It really does. Yeah. I don't get it.
Criminal activity. Yes, it is. Statutory rape. This is back to that the guy at Stanford University and
right,
the judge and all this stuff. It goes on all over the place, and one wonders whether it went on you know, and nobody caught it because we didn't have the same kind of news media or attention from social media. I don't know. I find it. I've had my say there.
Let's I'm with you, though. I'm totally with you. Right. And I hope the tide is changing on this stuff.
A lot of people, when it comes to royalty, think of only the royals in England. How many people knew that there was royalty in Japan? The royal, there was actually supposed to be a royal wedding in Japan this year. Princess Meiko, not related to the people that fix the dents in your car, spelled differently, M-A-K-O.
I thought you were at least going to make a shark joke. You know, Meiko shark, it's the same spelling, but really?
I went a little beyond that, thanks very much.
$300 paint job joke.
Yes, right. So she's 26 and her college classmate, who is a commoner, announced that they were going to get married last September. And they were supposed to get married. They announced it in September, supposed to get married in November. So she is the oldest grandchild of the Emperor Akihito. He's going to abdicate on the 30th of April next year, with Crown Prince Naruhito taking the throne after that. So what's the... I'm still trying to figure out why they decided to delay. Apparently there was some tabloid criticism of her fiancé's family background because he's a commoner.
Yeah.
And it's not like, but what do they have? What other than marrying your cousin, which is not looked upon well these days, who are they going to marry? How big is the royal family?
I don't know. I didn't even know there was a royal family in Japan. Yeah. I had no idea until Princess Meiko was trending yesterday on Twitter. So
yeah, well, there you go. That's why Princess Meiko was...
It just proves, no matter what culture, everybody loves a royal wedding.
Boy, they sure do, don't they?
Yep.
But this is, again, nobody knew. This is a who, huh, what? There's a royal family in Japan? Yes, there is. Let's talk about the royalty of recruiting here. How do you like that? You hear what I'm doing there, ladies? The royalty of recruiting. Thank you very much. ZipRecruiter is the royalty of recruiting. So if you're in great need for a really good hire, you have a fascinating opportunity, you need the right person, so you need the right tools to find the right person, and that's what happens with ZipRecruiter. Hiring is so easy, so streamlined, less time-consuming. So if you're a busy executive, you want to be smart about this, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV to use ZipRecruiter's facilities free. They put its smart matching technology to work. I was listening to Glenn Beck do a commercial for ZipRecruiter yesterday, and he did a surprisingly good job copying some of the things that I say. Good for you, Glenn. Or maybe people could say, I'm copying what he's saying. Well, then the difference, we all say the same thing, actually, because this is a company that will put you together with the right talent in 24 hours. ZipRecruiter is so different. They don't depend on the right candidates finding you. They will find them and bring them to you. So if you want to use something that's so easy, so manageable, so it's just the betterment of your company is at stake here. This is the smartest way to hire. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV and use their facilities free so you can find qualified job candidates, see how easy it works, and then after that you'll become someone that uses ZipRecruiter all the time. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
HomeAdvisor.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 after the hour now on the DJV show. Grace Gold is with us, beauty and wellness journalist, providing expertise, does a lot of reporting on the Today Show and you know, in the usual magazines that women are reading. She is here to tell us about how to do the best. This is, gentlemen, time for you to listen up. Because if you're wondering, we've been asking this question off and on this week to the ladies, and I ask it in a rhetorical sense to the men, what are you buying your partner or your loved one for Valentine's Day? So Grace has got some tips for the men. I don't know. I suppose this might be good for women, too. You ladies will have to decide after we hear some of the newest from the fragrance world. And I guess I wonder, Grace, how many new fragrances are possible under the... Every time I walk through Macy's, for example, and take a whiff, I wonder if it always smells the same to me, because it seems like a conflagration of all of the fragrances together. But maybe I'm not, my nose isn't sensitive enough. Is that true?
Oh, that might be a little bit true. There are so many fragrances out there. And, you know, fragrance is one of the most romantic and sexiest gifts that you can get a woman for Valentine's Day. You know, it's one of those classic gifts when you think about flowers and candy. Fragrance is really up there for this holiday. And right now is one of the biggest times to buy, whether you are a woman buying for yourself. A lot of women like to do that this time of year. Or you are a man buying for your Valentine. Fragrance is a great choice. And in terms of what to choose, let me tell you, every woman knows Vera Wang. And Vera Wang has an iconic princess fragrance line that's the number one seller in her portfolio. That fragrance is very feminine and modern. It's always sophisticated and stylish. And it's really sort of for that free-spirited, magical, whimsical, youthful spirit in all of us, regardless of our age. Now, one of her latest offerings is her Princess Noir fragrance. So that is the latest that you can get. I think it's a really good choice for Valentine's Day because it's luxuriously sensual. It embodies that fearless confidence and effortless chic. It's very modern with a sensual edge. And it's really perfect, you know, for a woman to put on to complete her look for that most romantic night of the year that we have coming up.
All right. So, ladies, let me get to Victoria first. What do you want in terms of fragrances and perfumes? This sounds very interesting, the Vera Wang fragrance. But, you know,
sure.
When you get right down to it, what makes a fragrance? I guess I would ask all of you, Grace included in this, how do they come up with these fragrances? Where does this, it's a smell, it's an aroma, it's an aura. Who comes up with these?
Well, there are fragrance professionals out there who really do a lot of research into what women are looking for. And so, for example, the top notes in the Princess Noir fragrance, mandarin, pear, floral accents of freesia and jasmine. There's a hint of patchouli. These are all scents that women really like, that smell really beautiful and light. And what I like about this fragrance is there is chocolate in there. And if you know something about women, it's that we love our chocolate. So this is a really fun way to enjoy it.
Sounds like a beautiful combination of scents, too. As every buzzword you just said, I was like, oh, I like all that. That sounds really nice. Now, just for the men who are out there who are hoping to buy a fragrance for their lady for Valentine's Day, are there certain buzzwords, because there's so many descriptors that are so confusing when it comes to fragrance, are there certain buzzwords that men should look for or should maybe stay away from that might be a little too specific or too complicated when trying to pick out a fragrance?
Well, you want to look for those notes that are very universal, right? So something citrusy like the mandarin or orange is really, really goes over well with a lot of women. Mm-hmm. Fruit scents like the pear can be really nice and light. And women love florals. You know, we love jasmine and freesia, and these are really popular in fragrance as well. Mm-hmm. And there is that kind of trend now also to have something a little sweet in there. So, you know, I mentioned the chocolate. Vanilla is very popular as well. So all of these are types of notes that you can look for in a fragrance as you're shopping.
All right. I want rum raisin. I want to have a fragrance.
You just fragrance. Want
to
eat ice cream.
Well, you know, you put a little of that on your lady and then that,
wow.
No, what happens? All right. Where is their website for this, Grace?
Well, you can get this. It's actually at Kohl's, so it's very easy to get the Vera Wang Princess Noir. It's only $45. And I also wanted to mention, you know, women love to have something that looks beautiful on the vanity. This is inspired by the bodice of a Vera Wang dress.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Things John Williams did, Chucker, right? Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here on Movie Moments. This is John Williams from The Towering Inferno. Was this one of his early things that he...
Theatrical, movie-wise, yes. He did two. He's done 210 scores for both television and film. Really started in TV in the 1950s and 60s. Did a lot of scores for TV shows. Scored Lost in Space in the 1960s under producer Irwin Allen, who wound up doing a lot of disaster movies. I think his first theatrical score was The Poseidon Adventure in 72. Then he did Towering Inferno in 74. Also Earthquake in 1974. Went on to basically score every Steven Spielberg movie. Jaws was one of the great scores that he's ever done. He's also done Star Wars, and he did perhaps the greatest score he's ever done in 1978, which was Superman, the movie. But an amazing career. The guy's 86 and is going to score the next Star Wars movie also. Pretty good.
Yeah. He's had a fabulous... Don't you wish for everybody who's got a specific career that they could be as successful and feel as good as you do when you... You're just thinking about John Williams. It always makes us smile. Whenever I think about him, I think, wow, what a great career this guy has had. Just
I thought the Towering Inferno made you smile, no?
Well, I don't know about George Kennedy in Towering Inferno.
You know what's funny about... Towering Earthquake is George Kennedy. Towering Inferno is
Towering Inferno, too.
But here's the interesting part of The Towering Inferno, and you know I love disaster films. It was the number one grossing movie of 1974. It actually was nominated for Best Picture. And it never, and I mean never, ever plays on TV. It's almost forgotten.
Never.
Why? I don't know.
That is.
Yeah. I have no idea. Right. I still think it's a great movie.
Well, isn't there? But there's a remake of it sort of coming out, right?
Well, it's a semi, the Skyscraper with Dwayne Johnson. It appears to be a mixing of Die Hard and The Towering Inferno. Can I tell you a quick story?
Yes, Chugger.
Die Hard, which is, I think, the greatest pure action movie ever made. It's based on a novel titled Tomorrow Never Dies, which is a sequel to a novel, The Detective, which starred Frank Sinatra. But when the guy who wrote the novel, Tomorrow Never Dies, which is the book that's based on, that would become Die Hard, the author was sitting in a movie theater back in 1974 watching The Towering Inferno when he got the idea for the storyline of Die Hard. That's why the movie takes place in a skyscraper. Yep.
Oh, wow, that's very good. Now, see, who wouldn't have known that if we weren't listening to Chuck Orr? Perhaps
I'm
talk
glad
about
I woke
it.
Up.
Yeah, I'm glad. Well, I'm happy to have you here. Now, I'm wondering if you and Victoria will talk about it on your weekly podcast, City Slickers. It's on iTunes. City Slickers with Chuck and Victoria. They always are into whatever the movies of the week are from various perspectives. In a moment, we'll talk about the movie, the big buzz on the movie of the week right after this.
Hi, I'm Chris, co-founder of Noro Coffee, a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention. It's been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine and Chef Robert Irvine Magazine called it the next big thing. Noro Coffee was developed by nutrition PhD Dr. Mike Roussel to not only taste amazing, but also support your brain health. I am so confident that you'll love Noro Coffee that if you don't like it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Every cup of Noro Coffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in two human clinical trials to prove that they work. Basically, it's an amazing brain health supplement infused into delicious artisan coffee with a daily cost less than you're currently paying. And again, if you're not happy, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll also buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee, truly risk-free. Start drinking Noro Coffee to support your brain health now at riskfreebraincoffee.com. That's riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com.
All right, Chugger is here to make a difference in how we look at movies, and I'm wondering, with 100% review positive on Rotten Tomatoes, I know I'm trying to steal your thunder, but I love it when you talk about Rotten Tomatoes, this movie Black Panther that's coming out this week looks like, and I'm not much on this kind of movie, Frank. I don't think I've ever, I may have been to see one of them.
It actually comes out a week from Thursday.
Oh, it's a week from now. Okay.
But I just want to preface, the reason you just mentioned that and the reason this movie most likely will do better than it would have done is because Rotten Tomatoes generates a lot of publicity either way. So if a movie gets a lot of negative reviews, people will talk about it in a negative way, and if it generates a lot of positive reviews, like in this case, 100%, you're going to get a lot of media buzz, free publicity off that score. So this movie's going to probably, in my opinion, not just perform, but overperform. So the good part about Rotten Tomatoes is that it will, and I said this before, it will force studios to really focus on making the best product possible, because that score on that internet page is very, very important marketing tool and word of mouth.
Right, we'll talk more about it because a week away. Chuck Curry, Movie Man, 59 after the hour on
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.